Libraries today are more important than ever, more than just book repositories. Libraries can become a defense against some of the most crucial challenges of our age: unequal access to education, jobs, and information. In the new book, Bibliotech, John Palfrey argues that anyone seeking to participate in the 21st century needs to understand how to find and use the vast stores of information available online, and libraries, which play a crucial role in making these skills and information available, are at risk. In order to survive our rapidly modernizing world and dwindling government funding, libraries, according to Palfrey, must make the transition to a digital future as soon as possible by digitizing print material and ensuring that born digital material is publicly available online. John Palfrey is head of school at Phillips Andover Academy. He led the effort to reorganize the Harvard Law School Library and is the founding chairman of the Digital Public Library of America. It's a great pleasure to welcome John Palfrey to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Jeff.
Very nice to have you here. What got you thinking about this, of this call to arms for libraries and their patrons?
Well, I'm not actually a librarian myself, but rather a citizen who really just loves libraries and feels like they play such an important role in our society. And when I was involved in a library at Harvard Law School, one thing I found when I talked to people was they'd say, "Why are you working in a library? Why do you think it's so important?" And often they would then go on to say, "Oh, you're interested in digital things. You're just going to shut down the library." And they'd say, "No, actually, they're much more important than ever before." And it occurred to me that we actually need to make a defense and an argument for why libraries are so crucial. In fact, more crucial than ever in this digital era.
Why do you believe that is the case? What is the current state of the library, and why do you believe that to ensure their future, the changes need to be made?
Well, I think libraries are stronger than they've ever been in the history of mankind, actually, but they don't get enough credit. And I think in many respects, when we have to make choices in our communities between money for things like police and fire and crucial things that, of course, we have to do, and other commitments in communities, libraries often come under pressure. And I think it is important for us to remember that vital and central role that libraries play, even if people are getting a lot of the answers they need to questions from their mobile devices. And so the push that I'm suggesting here is both that we support libraries for things that they've done so well traditionally and creating important public spaces in our communities, but also that libraries make that adjustment so that they don't become overtaken by the digital era.
How would they become taken over by – what's the challenge? What is the concern of being taken over?
I think the challenge is really just overtaken by other events, which is if people are turning to their cell phone or their computer to get most of the information that they feel they need in everyday life, the support for libraries might wane. Where I think actually if you imagine the importance of having free access to information, plus the incredible role that librarians as individuals play, plus the importance of public spaces and communities, those are all things that are essential roles for us to support and to pay for, and in fact to grow in a digital era. So I think if we were a community in which we only would turn to a digital device that's on our body to get the information we needed, and we actually pulled away from one another and pulled away from libraries, I think that would be a negative thing for our society.
What do the libraries, as you say, libraries, you believe libraries are stronger now than they ever have been, and that they just need much more credit. But you also in the book talk about what libraries need to do and keep doing.
Absolutely. I would take an example, which is school libraries. Actually, the majority of libraries in the United States, over 100,000, are in schools. These are environments in which kids go to learn all sorts of skills, and the librarians who work in them are some of the most devoted teachers and most effective teachers out there. And yet school libraries are often on the chopping block and getting closed. School librarians, though, have an amazing ability to teach kids the things that, when we talk about education reform, we're trying to teach kids, like new media literacy skills, for instance. So as we go, let's imagine we continue to transform schools toward a common core curriculum, and we continue to emphasize media literacy skills. I think these are ways in which librarians can be some of the most essential teachers in a given school. Ditto for communities. You think about new immigrants coming to a community, trying to learn the language, trying to find jobs, trying to figure out how to vote or pay taxes. I think librarians in those environments are crucial guides to this new environment. And I could go on and on down the line. These are often things done in the digital environment and having nothing to do with books, actually. So it's these additional skills and these additional functions that librarians are already playing in so many communities that are essential and increasingly valuable.
One of the things, and I, you know, full disclosure here, I'm on the board of my local library. And,
oh,
and
great. That's great. I'm so glad to hear that.
But know it with that information, so I ask you this question, which is one of the things that I find fascinating is there seems to be a perception by many people, and this does not seem to be a perception by younger people more than older people. It seems to be more widespread, which is that because of technology, that libraries are passe. That there is, since you have this library of information on your desktop or in your laptop, that you don't need to go to a physical space, or that the library is not providing you a service, which of course, you know, doesn't come in handy when you're trying to raise funds to keep the library doors open in your municipality. Why do you think that particular thought process is out there, and what do you believe libraries can do to counter it?
Well, Joe, you are in a way exactly the target audience for this book, and the selectman or the town manager or the mayor in your town or city is exactly the other audience, which is I feel like we need to be making the case to those who support libraries, who are not necessarily librarians, and those who are actually paying the bills to say this is more important than ever, and it's crucial. I think one of the reasons why, to answer your question directly, is that first of all, people have an outdated model of what libraries are, and I think you know there's a nostalgia about that first moment when you're a kid and you walk into your town library and the world of ideas opens in front of you and you go into the stacks and you find that book, you go to Story Hour. These are wonderful things. But if that's our only sense of nostalgia around libraries, the only thing that we are thinking about is associating with libraries with physical books, if people go toward more e-books and people tend to get information from, as you said, their desktop or their mobile device, then the need for that goes away. And so part of what I'm arguing is for libraries to focus on creating new nostalgia as well as the old nostalgia. So are there new experiences that people can find in the digital era, in fact, that might be mediated somehow by the public library or by the academic library they've come to love or the school librarian. And it does take some imagination. It takes a lot of creativity, but those are huge hallmarks of what the great librarians have.
And when it comes to the idea of, because it is possible to use your local library and not go to your local library, right?
Absolutely. And that, I think, is a big part of what this transition will look like.
So how do you get that message out? How do you make people aware of what's available? Because then, of course, you have to make something available.
You do, absolutely. You make available materials, but you also make available services. You have relationships, of course, with people. I do think that people should be going into physical libraries because I think having public spaces in towns and in academic communities is essential, or in schools. So I'm not saying libraries shouldn't also be important places. I think they should. But I think libraries should also get sort of higher up in the Google rank, if you will, when people are looking for information, that librarians, if you think about the role that they could play in the digital environment, it could be really just as effective as it has been in the physical environment. And I think that pivot is the sort of part that librarians can only do, and we as citizens should support them as they do that.
As we look at this, obviously, of providing that information and getting the transition to this digital future, where does the money come from? How much of a concern is the money? And how do we make the case again, not just with the patrons, but with, as you say, the town, the village, the municipality, the city, the state as well, that this is important and something that we need to invest in?
Absolutely, and it is important, and it's actually short money compared to lots of other commitments we make, certainly compared to schools, and I say that as a principal of a school. Libraries, I think, provide enormous benefit for the modest amount that we pay for them. It is ultimately a public good in my mind, so whether you're talking about school libraries or public libraries, I think they should be paid primarily through public money, so most of the money does come from towns, and I know that's scarce, but I think it's essential. State money is crucial, and in many states it's under pressure. The governor of Missouri recently proposed cuts and has faced a big pushback from kids and others there. Even President Obama, who I admire on lots of fronts, has enacted cuts from the federal funding for libraries. So we've seen cuts at all these different levels. So I think it should be publicly funded. But if it isn't sufficiently publicly funded, I think we as individuals need to support our friends of the local library fund. And I think we need philanthropists and others to step forward. And if you think about the history of libraries in this country anyway, there are guys like Joshua Bates in Boston who paid $50,000 to get the books into the first Boston Public Library. You think about Andrew Carnegie, who funded libraries in 1,600 towns around the country. There's a long history of support from philanthropy to kick off different moments in history for libraries, and I think that's actually necessary for the digital age, too, and I look forward to people stepping forward to do it. But ultimately, I do think it's a public good, and it should come from public money.
How optimistic are you?
Very optimistic, partly because I'm an optimistic person, but I also think common sense will prevail here. I also think librarians are a persuasive and effective bunch, and actually quite good at coordinating and arguing for their cause. And I think those of us who love libraries but don't happen to work in them ought to be part of making that case, which is why I wrote this book.
How is the book being, as you say, you wanted to get in the hands of people on library boards, you wanted to get in the hands of librarians, you want to get in the hands of municipalities. How is it being received so far?
You're so nice to ask. I probably all authors say this, but I've been thrilled with the response I've gotten from Twitter and through email and through letters and otherwise, just lots and lots of people saying that it's timely for discussions that are going on in their communities. I've been invited to more places than I could possibly go to help argue for libraries before different town councils and so forth, which I would love to do. But the basic idea is I think that there is a moment here where people recognize we have to rally around our libraries and that that's a community effort, and librarians are right at the core of it, but so too are the rest of us as citizens who see this important moment.
Well, the name of the book is Bibliotech, Why Libraries Matter More Than Ever in the Age of Google. The book is published by Basic Books. John Palfrey, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for the great work you're doing, and very nice to speak with you this morning.
Joe, thank you so much.
Thank you. Again, the title of the book is Bibliotech, Why Libraries Matter More Than Ever in the Age of Google. The book is published by Basic Books. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.